Hello everybody, here I am in Little Ditchling in Sussex. So this is a village that was mentioned in the Domesday Book of 1086. So it goes back to Anglo-Saxon times. It's a very, very well preserved village. There's very little that's 20th century built here. A lot of Tudor buildings, some medieval buildings, like the church. This is a village of only a few hundred people and has only got some small boutique shops, a little museum and cafe dedicated to the artist Eric Gill, who was here 1907 to 1924. A lot of people from the arts and crafts movement moved here in the late 19th century, the early 20th century. You know, William Morris, the socialist writer and artist, he helped that going. You know, William Morris, a prime mover in the pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood, along with Dante Gabriel Rossetti. And the other names will come to me. Okay, so we're very close to the South Downs because it's very low rise, picturesque, incredibly well preserved. Dame Vera Lynn lived here and indeed is buried in the church. So the London to Brighton cycle race goes right through the middle of the village, and there's a very steep hill on the other side, and some cyclists, they don't quite make it over the hill. Some people even died in the effort, their overexertions. So only do it if your ticker is good. Look at the Bull, this fabulous pub. Okay, and look at this for a Tudor building. Very well preserved, you see, all original. And it's not too misshapen. You see, wow, it's almost like stained glass windows, a private house. The eagle and the bee. Wow, they look like medieval, all these farm workers. You can't really make it out. Maybe it wasn't bright enough. So walking down the high street now, and then you can see dead ahead that enormous hill. Okay, so the South Downs is a range of hills about 12 miles inland from the land from the coast. So if you go to the top of that, you can see the sea and Brighton. Okay, Brighton, the unofficial gay capital of the United Kingdom. So the Green Welly, so it's very much a Green Welly place, as in posh countryside people. The demographic here is overwhelmingly white, middle class, older, prosperous, educated. It's one of those places which is was conservative, now liberal democrat, a two-way fight between those parties. The collectivists of Labour don't have much of a look in, okay? So a few boutiques, independent shops. They think this is no supermarket, and there we go. Yeah, so on South Street, they've got traffic calming measures where they block off one of the lanes, and they have to wait for a car to be able to go by. Okay, ooh, look at this. Grateful affection for the life of our Dr. Frederick Wallace Linton Bogle, who practiced hereabouts and died in 1964. Okay. Ah, and it's got in French. Healing sometimes. And look at that image there. Okay. To console you always. Okay. And look at the snakes of Aesculapius, as in milking the fangs for anti-venom. The old surgery. So not in use as that as well. All right. So what affection the physician must have inspired. And there's a mill pond near the church. Monks used to live around there, but the mill pond is rather stagnant now. Look at this large building. It's too large for a private house, and the ivor and that. So very characterful. And they're all mostly, most of the houses mostly individual. The jointure. What on earth does that mean? Flag. I wonder which banner is borne aloft with joy there. Crossover, and you'll see what it's like. Imagine looking back up South Street. So, are you going to pay a visit? It's exceeded my expectations. Sir Frank Banquin, RA, is a Royal Academy artist, painter, etcher, lived, work, and died here. So, 1867 to 1956. So that'll be, yeah, is it almost it for here? Now, look at this plaque here. An English listed building. Oh, the Tudor roses. The red rose and white rose, as in the white rose of York, the red rose of Lancashire from the Wars of the Roses. So listed buildings mean that they can't change the exterior appearance because it's part of the architectural heritage. And these 20th century houses, I think they're very pleasing. You know, they've not ruined the aesthetic. And look how they've done the exterior wall, which is very much in consonance with the architectural style. And these ones, 20th century too. Yeah, but really haven't ruined the aesthetic. I wonder if they're like reworked farm buildings or something like that. I'm told it's often cheaper to knock down and rebuild than to repurpose. Okay. So, you get the vibe. It's almost like deep England. A village, everybody knows everybody. I can't remember who said it. Valley of the Twitching Curtains. Which novel title am I alluding to? Or the Valley of the Squinting Windows. Something to do with Ireland. This is the mid-20th century Irish writer came up with such a title. And look at those enormous windows there. Okay. Ah, oh, and I can smell the scent of summer. What are those? Are those hydrangeas? I'm no horticulturalist. So, and probably that's enough of Sussex. You can see why it's considered one of the most desirable counties in the British Isles. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching my video. Are you going to pay a visit to Little Ditchling? Not too far from Brighton and Eastbourne and so on. And the old style signs, we still have them like this in the Republic of Ireland. I mean, not quite the same lettering. And look how it's begun to fade. What's coming down here? Because the nails are rusting and the rust has come onto the wood. Okay. All right, so looking back at Little Ditchling. And what's this down here for the stream to go through, like flood channels? All right. So on to Brighton. All right. So thank you very much. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal. Goodbye.